Everyone, thank you again for tuning in to the Tamra Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. I hope that you are doing well and taking care of yourself, creating space in your time, in your day, in your schedule to really, you know, ask yourself, okay, how am I feeling? Do I need a break? Are you taking a break? Are you scheduling breaks? So I hope that you are taking care of yourself. I want to thank you again for tuning in for another juicy episode that we have today. So today, the topic for today's episode, it actually ties into the title of a recent episode that I did. That particular episode was called To Be Human is to Be Spiritual. In that episode, I intertwined a message for those seeking spiritual guidance and the responsibility of those giving the advice or setting themselves up to be the expert when it comes to all things spiritual. So the content in that episode, it is different than what we'll be talking about today, but I just wanted to mention that episode. I will tell you though, to listen to that previous episode first, then come back to this one. Okay. Before I get into today's episode, I want to recognize how amazing that it is that almost every single time I get ready to record, I will either read something or hear something that correlates to the episode that I'm about to record and dive into. And so I find that I end up integrating what I hear and using what I've heard as an example to illustrate what I'm talking about. And in this episode, you're going to hear me do just that. So let's dive into it. So I heard this woman say that she wanted to be a nun because it wasn't something that was a joke to her. It was something that she was very serious about. She was going to forget about having the career that she's in now, that she's actually done quite well in. And she was going to be a nun because she said she wanted to devote her life to spirituality. She wanted to devote her life to God, and she felt that in order to have a relationship with God and do it the right way, whatever that means, that being a nun is the only way that she could do that. She said that she felt like she could not be spiritual and live her life and having a career that she loves and also have a solid relationship with God. That is what she said. And that brings up the limiting belief, limiting paradigms that say, if you have this, then you can't have that. And that is what I want to talk about today. So today is the day that we are going to release those either or limitations. So let me use another example or some more examples. So, you know, there's the example of if you're successful in your career, then you can't be successful as a parent. Or if you have a family, then you probably won't be able to travel as much as you want. Or if you devote yourself to building a career as a painter and artist, then you won't be able to be financially independent. You know, bullshit like that. So those limiting beliefs drive home that either or concept. And that either or concept, if we are honest with ourselves, has kept us from embracing more for ourselves, because we have said, we have told ourselves, well, if I have this, then I can't have that. Another point that I want to make, and I'm still tying this into what I heard that woman say, having a relationship with God, whether you call it God, spirit, infinite spirit, all those terms, having a relationship and reconnecting with that inner guidance, and being a human, to me, that goes together. It goes together. So I heard the woman say, you know, being a nun, it would allow her to focus, you know, on her spirituality, and that she felt like she couldn't just, you know, be out, you know, living her life and having, you know, relationships and still being connected to spirit. She felt like she couldn't do both. Now, here's what I want to say. When I speak of relationships, we can talk about family. We're talking about friends. We're talking about romantic relationships. We're talking about business relationships in divine order. Now, with that being said, I can also understand why people who want to enhance their spirituality, they go and retreat, you know, up into the freaking mountain somewhere, and they either stay there and they never come back, or they choose to stay there for a very long period of time and eventually decide to rejoin the rest of us. Now, this is no shade to anyone who decides to either retreat forever or for a certain period of time. But I will say this, I'm going to say this. It's easy to be spiritual. It's easy to understand your oneness with the infinite when you're not dealing with other people. All right, it's easy to do that. But what I believe is that part of all of our purpose, all of our purposes, is to have relationships and to be in community with other people. I also believe and know to be true that a huge part of spirituality is to be self-aware. And there is nothing like being in relationships with other people that will cause you to examine yourself. So let me go back and reference this woman that I was listening to. So, you know, on the outside looking in, someone would look at this person and based on societal standards, even her physicalness, she's a gorgeous woman. And those other societal standards, you know, one could say that she is successful and that her career is going well. Some may even envy her in what she's done. But when I listened to her say that, and when I was thinking about this episode and how I wanted to break it down, I started to wonder, okay, what else is she really wanting to embrace in her life, but she's put on hold because of this either or rule that she has set for herself? I also wondered what else she could be, or what else she's settling for because she has spoken that either or rule for herself. What's keeping her in a state of oh, well, you know, this is good. You know, I'm good where I'm at, where she could be moving into, oh, this is great. This is amazing. So that brings me to this other point is, you know, sometimes we limit ourselves with that either or idea because we don't want to do something wrong. So at the beginning of this episode, I mentioned how the woman, you know, she said she wanted to be a nun because she felt like she could not live her life and have her career that she has and have a relationship with God in the right way. Well, again, what is the right way? She told herself that she could either, you know, really be spiritual and do it right or have a career. She couldn't do both. Where did she get that idea from that she couldn't be as spiritual as she could possibly be and have this amazing career and they both be amazing? I will say this though, which I thought was interesting. The reason she's not a nun is because she was over the age limit, which I found to be interesting. I didn't know there was an age cutoff for a nunship, but you know, I digress. Anyway, so the question I have is, does she feel like she can't be spiritual? Does she feel like she does not have a relationship with God? See, here's the thing. Here's what I believe and know, that she and God are one. We are one with God because the spirit of the infinite flows freely through us. Whether we recognize it or not, and again, I've said this before in this episode, I would never argue with someone about that. That is what I know from my experience. So that I'm not arguing with anybody over that. But specifically, you know, when it comes to growing in your spirituality, when it comes to just reconnecting with that God force within you, the focus is not on whether you are doing it right or wrong. Just having that desire to reconnect with spirit is enough. It's enough. So just in general, the either or ideas are limiting beliefs. And no matter who you are, they keep us from expanding into more. They keep us from even receiving more. Okay. So again, today is the day. Let this be the day, the moment that you release yourself from those either or limitations. Now, my goal is after listening to each episode that you no longer recognize limitations. Period. All right. So now that you have released yourself from any either or limitations that you have been holding on to, don't be stingy. Share this with the people that you're in relationships with. Share this with your family, your friends. Share this with your business partners. Share this with your loves, your romantic loves that you have in your life. And don't forget to follow so that you can always, always, always know when the new episodes drop. You can also send me an email, info@tamuinc.com. I will say this, you know, I've mentioned this several times on the podcast about how I want to start recording these episodes. I have recorded a few. I have not release them on any platform because I don't want to just release them. I don't want to just release the videos out into a pool of just, you know, just everybody's in the mix of everybody's stuff. I want it to be very specialized. So I'm still trying to figure out, or I won't even say that. I'm not really sure yet how I'm going to go about doing that, because to be honest, I'm not sure if I want to release them on YouTube. So anyway, I will pose this question to you. If you have some ideas of how I can release these videos, if you'd like to see me in all of my animation with my hands and arms flying around that you can't see right now, if you have any ideas of how you think I should go about doing that, let me know. Let me know. Again, my email is info@tamuinc.com. And thank you again for listening. And until next time, cheers.